Blog Talk Radio.
I got a new walk and a new point of view, a new purpose for everything I do. I got a new rule, only real folks around. If you were wondering, I'm about to tell you nothing. It's the same pretty face but a brand new smile, same letter C, but she ain't walking, she's flying.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Total Empowerment, where it's all about you. I am your host, Angela Hardy. I am looking forward to talking to you today. We have some callers already on the line, where today we are talking about having it all. You know what? Before I even start with what I have to say, we're going to go with this caller that's been holding already. We're going to start our conversation. We're going to have an on-air discussion. I want to learn about what you think having it all is. And, of course, I have questions. I have input. I have my opinion. And we're going to have fun. Total Empowerment, Total Empowerment. Welcome. Total Empowerment, having it all. Let's go with this first caller. Caller, are you there? Hello, caller? Having a little difficulty, y'all. Give me a second. I don't see this person on here anymore. Here we go. Let's try the next. Caller, are you there? Hello, caller. I can't hear you. My apologies, ladies and gentlemen, having a little technical difficulty. Hello, caller, are you there? Not quite sure what's going on, but let me just tell you what I have going on my agenda. Total Empowerment Radio, having it all. As we're talking today, you know, I thought of this topic just because there was so much going on. Just so much, you know, to just discuss, and I wanted your opinion on it. Because to me, having it all is possible. Let me start off by saying that it is possible. However, what does that really mean? What does having it all really mean? Let me see if the caller is there yet. Caller, did you come in? Hello, caller. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Wonderful. We had a little trouble with the first caller. I must say I got a little concerned. I said, oh, goodness, these lines are lit up, and I don't hear anyone. But who are we talking to?
It's me, Angie. It's Kelly.
Hello, Kelly. You're live on the air, Kelly. Thank you for calling in. It sounds like you have a little allergy or something going on, so I thank you for pressing on. So,
no
Kelly,
problem.
I want to know from you, what does it mean to have it all?
For me, having it all is unapologetically walking in your purpose or passion. That doesn't mean that everything's perfect, but it's just, like you said, pressing forward and achieving your goals in spite of.
That's awesome. Can we hear that again? Unapologetically. Unapologetically. I like that. So, Kelly, do you believe that it's possible to have it all?
I think it is possible. There's a quote that I have actually at my desk at work, and it says the secret to having it all is believing that you already do. And I feel like as women specifically, oftentimes we think about what we don't have or how far we have to go, and we don't think about how much we've accomplished or how far we've come, and we always psych ourselves out to think that we don't have it all, but in actuality we're beyond blessed.
So you know what, Kelly, I got a question based off of what you just said. Does having it all only really pertain to women? Like, do we look at men the same way and say, hey, can they have it all? Or do we really just look at women and say, is it possible to have it all? What do you think?
When I hear the term having all, it's normally grouped with women, but I think it can apply to men and women. But in society, stereotypically, it's mostly women when I hear that phrase.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I do think that's a societal thing. I definitely agree with you, Kelly. Kelly, this is charismatic, right?
Yes.
This is the Kelly. Okay, so tell us who you are and what your business is.
I have a full-time custom printing company called Charismatic Creations. I do custom shirts and all types of apparel and gifts, and also do DIY and craft inspiration through my blog, craftycreations.com. I've been in business for a little over, well, almost 5 years now, and I also work full-time as a marketing manager as well.
As a what?
Marketing manager.
Marketing manager. Okay, marketing manager. Cool. So you not only do your passion as your self-employment, but you're also doing it in, I'm assuming, corporate America as well?
Yes, right now, yes.
So you said, wonderful. You sound like a valuable asset to people. If they need your services, Kelly, how do they get in touch with you?
They can go to my website. It's charismatic.com. It's charismatic.com. And the contact information is there. They can also give me a call at 443-650-8640.
Thank you so much. Thank you for calling in and giving us your perspective on having it all. I hope you continue to listen and tune in. And, Kelly, I hope you feel better.
Thank you so much. No problem.
Have a wonderful evening.
You too.
So that was one person's perspective on having it all. And I must say, she said some profound stuff, some things that I should have jotted down the quote correctly. You know, to me, possible to say, yes, I can have it all. But one of the best things that was shared with me was by my sister, my older sister, by the way. You're going to get me for that, y'all. But my big sister, one time she looked at me and she said, you know what? Take out that idea of balancing things. Because if you be honest with yourself, you really can't balance everything. Maybe if we take that word away and replace it with juggling, let's juggle things. That will put a little more light on the situation. It will help you understand it more. For most women, it will ease the guilt. If you look at it from the perspective of, I'm going to juggle everything I have on my plate. Because when you're balancing it, you're holding everything even. And though everything may be a priority, everything may be even as far as your desire for it, it's not really possible to do it all at once. You know, you have some nights when you come home and for that person that may have a spouse, children in the business. That may be one night when you come home and, yeah, you got to go in and cook dinner so that your spouse and your children and yourself can eat. And, yeah, you want to find out how your spouse's day was, but you have a deadline tomorrow. You have to get this proposal out before tomorrow or your proposal is automatically denied. And you know this is a benefit of a lifetime. In that situation, if you cook dinner, if you speak to anybody else without, you know, saying, hey, I'm real busy, I hope y'all had a good day, I love y'all, bye, you're going to focus on that deadline. And so if you're juggling, that's the one that's going to be up in the air at that time. Now, if you're balancing, you're going to stress yourself out because you're trying to make sure you do everything to that same level of expectation that you had at that time. So, you know, she didn't go into great details to give examples like I did, but that's how I took it. And once I adopted that, that yes, I can have it all, I need to juggle it all, that shed a feeling of relief. It shed a breath of fresh air. It reminded me that you are human. It made me realize that my daughter is very important. And on those few nights when I just have to hit that focus, and have tunnel vision, and maybe even order a pizza because I didn't cook a hot meal that day, it's okay. Because at that time, that ball is up in the air. And you better believe all the other ones will be up in the air soon. So I thank you, Big Sis, for that note. It's something that I took with me dearly. And I'm going to go to another caller. Oh, this person's been waiting a while. Please forgive me. Here we go. Hello, 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 caller. You're on the air. Caller, can you hear me? Thank you so much for holding. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Paula, you're on the air. Thank you so much for holding. May I ask who I'm speaking with?
This is Donald Jackson.
Hello, Mr. Donald Jackson. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thanks for asking. So you're chiming in on the topic, having it all. Well, you know, being the first male to call in, well, the first call that I picked up as a male, I want to know from you, when we say having it all, is that gender specific? Do you see that for male, too, or just for females?
No, absolutely. I see it for males and females.
If you can
listen
to the noise in the background, we'll be able to hear you a little better. Is it possible?
Yeah, hold on 1 second.
Thank you.
That's my little man. All right. So, like I was saying, I think it is possible to have it all, men and women. And I want to kind of comment on what you were saying. I do believe you should have some level of balance, you know, of course, God, family, and business. But to kind of go off of what you were saying, when you're in the middle of it, everything is out of balance. And, you know, sometimes it's going to be, you know, work is going to be the main focus because you are trying to get to a certain point. And then there's going to be times where, you know, you have to focus more on the family and work kind of seems like it's falling to the back. You definitely should always keep God first. But even with that, sometimes I think we kind of lose sight of that. So when you're in the middle of it, yes, everything is out of whack. But I think once you accomplish the main goal and it's more about like the young lady was saying, your purpose, you know, doing what God wants you to do, everything eventually falls in line. That's just my thinking.
Well, Donald, I want you to stay on the line. Right now, you're the only testosterone we have going on. So I want you to stay here because what we're going to do is tag team you, sir. So you stay on this line with me, and I'm going to invite another caller. Is that okay? I know you had you said your little man was in the background, so is it okay if we keep you on?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, I'm going to go to this next caller who's been holding quite a while. I thank you all for holding. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Yes, my name is Malika Cooper.
Well, hello, Ms. Malika Cooper. How are you?
I'm doing well. I called in. I was listening, and it's quite enlightening. You know, I wrote down a couple of notes while you were talking, and I'm going to put that on my Facebook. Are you a juggler or are you a balancer? Because that's very profound, and a lot of us women need to define exactly what we are.
Right.
I also break down some notes on the fact that we have to practice time management. We can have it all, but we can't do it all. And we have to, you know, studies show that women who have children are more regimented than sisters who have no kids. Or those people who have several different hands in the pot, they're more regimented than the people who have no kids or who are just maintaining one job. Now,
Malika, is that a benefit? Is that a benefit, though?
It can be because, you know, when we were little, you were in bed. You were bathed and in bed by 7:30, 8 o'clock. You were up by 5. You were out to school by 6.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was time management. Everything was done on a schedule, and you knew what to expect. So then you knew what window you had in order to complete this or to complete that or to get that timeline done. You know, we have to understand that God gives us 100% of our need. It's our wants that get us in trouble. So once we really realize what it is that we need to do and what we want to do, is this a need or is this a want? So that's me to my next note that I wrote down, and that
Wait
was...
Wait a minute. Before you go to that next, hold that next note, because I want to hear your notes. Your notes are deep. But what I do want to ask you, because Donald, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Are you still there? Okay. So what I you want to ask Malika while we have Donald on the line with us. Now, Donald seems to think that in our society, when it's questioned whether we can have it all, he believes that that fits for both male and female. Would you agree, Malika? Do you think the pressure of wondering if you can have it all fits for both genders, or do you see it to be one-sided in or the most part?
I don't think gender plays a role in it whatsoever. I think that, I don't really think that it is because, again, back to your needs and your wants, what is all? Can we define what all is first? I don't need
define that for me. Let me hear your definition of that. What is that?
Yeah, I don't need 100 pair of shoes. I want 100 pair. And so if by meaning having it all is that 100 pair of shoes, when I only have one set of feet, you know, that's what we gotta can't go overboard with having it all. Do I want to be comfortable, or do I want to be a millionaire? Do I want to see have my bills paid, or do I want to see commas in the bank, not decimal points? You know,
that,
you have
so the
it,
first
so
thing. Give me a second, Malika. So the first thing is to define having it all. Donald, you define having it all as having God first. Did you mention family business and other things like that?
Absolutely. I mean, without God, I mean, all the rest of this stuff is whatever. So it kind of goes back to the purpose. You know, we're all here for a purpose. And, you know, that should be your focus. So just like he's saying, you know, it's not about, like, our wants, you know, millions of dollars. Millions of dollars, yeah, we don't necessarily need it, you know, but at the same time, what could we do with it? What good could we do with it? How many people could we help? So, you know, it kind of goes back, for me, it goes back to the purpose. You know, as long as I'm doing what God wants me to do, you know, I'm going to be blessed, and I'm going to bless others, and it's just a domino effect.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Jackson, for joining us. Please, this is Donald Jackson with Action Assurance, is it?
Yes.
Tell us, what did you do? What did you offer? And share with the people how they can get in contact with you if need be.
Well, my background is life insurance sales. I've been licensed since 2002. I also work in a bank full time, SunTrust Bank. So I can be reached. Facebook, of course, Donald Jackson, Facebook. Also, Donald.T.Jackson@SunTrust.com. And I'll be expanding from there shortly.
Sounds good. So, you guys, that was Donald Jackson on Facebook and Donald.T.Jackson.com. So, if you need some banking matters taken care of, you need life insurance, this is the person you talk to. Thank you so much, Mr. Jackson, for sharing your perspective on having it all. And we're going to drop your call, but I hope you continue to listen in.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thank you. Malika, you stay right there. I'm going to bring this caller in who's been waiting for a while. Give me 1 second. Caller, thank you so much for waiting. I'm sure you have some good information to say. Who am I speaking to today? Caller, are you there? Caller, are you there? All righty, we lost that caller. Let's see. Caller, thank you for holding. Are you there? I don't know what's going on. Malika, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Well, you know what,
can
Malika?
Can I just share something with you right quickly?
Please do.
You know, the gentleman was talking about God being at first and the order of things, God, then family, then business. And that is absolutely correct. But we can't do anything without having God first. God, you know, again, with the needs and the wants, God supplies 100% of our needs. So we have air. Are we comfortable? We have it all. We have air. But I just wanted to say one thing. God gives us 3 sights. And when operating in business and when we're operating here on this planet, on this earth with other people and interacting, and we have we have these images and stuff in front of us, God gives us three sights. The first sight that he gives us is foresight. And you have to see things before they even happen. You have to be able to strategically plan things before they even happen. And that's the foresight. You got to say, well, if I go this way, then this, then that, then this will happen. But if I go this way, then that and that and that will happen. So I got to choose the path that has the least resistance or the not so many consequences and repercussions. And then the next sight that God gives us is insight. While we're in it, we have to be able to see what's going on and decipher and use our power of discernment. And then the last sight that God gives us is hindsight. While we see things before they even happen, and then while we're in it, after it's over, we have to be able to reflect on those things and say, this is why that happened, this is why that happened, and so that we don't repeat the same mistakes over and over again. So again, back to your question is, yes, we can have it all, but for yourself and your life, you must define what is all, what is a need, what is a want, and then you'll be able to have some balance. You won't have to be a juggler or a balancer. You'll be able to have smooth sailing in whatever endeavor that it is that you may have. Does that make sense to you?
That definitely makes sense to me. So let me ask you something. You mentioned separating your needs from your wants. So if we elaborate on that a little more, in separating your needs from your wants, do you
right.
feel that we are deserving to have everything, whether we need it or not, because of who we are, because of just having this, if you're a spiritual person, you can, if you're a religious person, you can say being the child of the king. If you are someone with spirituality or metaphysics, you may just say, because I want to will it or, you know, manifest it for myself. So with that being said, is there a need to separate needs and wants, or is that just a matter of prioritizing?
It can be a little bit of both. Prioritizing, yes, right now I want to send my child to private school. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So therefore, I'm going to work twice as hard to make sure I send my child to private school. That is a necessity, that is a need and a want. But child doesn't need at 10 years old a flat screen TV and, you know, limousine rides and all this other stuff. Now, is that a need or is that a want for them to have? Or do you want them to go to private school? That's prioritizing.
Mm-hmm.
So you just have to be able to, you know, find that middle ground, that balance. You're going to have to decipher again what is a need and what is a want. What is totally necessary? You know, then you start getting into, like, speed and all of that other fine line between that.
Look at it from the perspective of where this question was birthed, okay?
Okay.
As you know, we're in the industry together. We're in the field together. So owner of Simple Wellness Parent Day Spa. Also a mother of an 11-year-old daughter. At one point, I was married. I'm no longer married. However, when I was married and a business owner and a mother, I could not find someone who was like-minded doing the same thing that I was doing. I found, and, you know, being a black female, that really didn't make or break the situation. However, I couldn't find another black female who was a business owner, who was happily married, and who had a child at the young age that I did, and who had a marriage at the young marriage that I did. What I found was people who chose to not have any kids because they wanted their career, or I found people that chose to not get married because they wanted to side with their career, or they chose to not do their career because they wanted to take care of their spouse and their children. They said, well, maybe I'll do my own business later on. So that's where this question has been resonating inside of me for years now, because even I think it was Oprah Winfrey, I've heard say she chose not to have kids so that she can have the life that she wanted. And, of course, my quote may be out of context a little bit, but her words were she chose not to have kids so that she can go ahead and be Oprah Winfrey. You know, and when I did my research, Sonia Sotomayor, the Associate Justice of the Supreme Court, she actually said, you know, she don't believe you can have it all. She said you can't. The quote was, there will be some compromise and not with complete, everything won't be complete because it's just constant tension. And she was referencing that statement after the interviewer asked her, hey, you are this person of the Supreme Court, but you also was married. She said, yeah, I failed at the marriage. She said, I do a good job here, but I failed here. I don't believe you can have it all. And, of course, go to YouTube and check it out for yourself word for word. But she says she don't think you can have it. If we look at it from that perspective, if we look at it from the perspective of not from the riches, not from materialistic, but from the desires of just having those three things, do you feel like something is sacrificed? Is that even possible? And I guess that's where it goes back to the gender view of it and perspective of it, your input.
Now, I don't think gender, again, has anything to do with it because I know that there are men who own businesses and things like that, and they had to dig in with both feet, and somewhere along the line their marriages failed or their business failed because something requires a lot more attention than they are willing to give, or the spouse just feels neglected. So it could be on either side. But, again, what are you striving so hard for? Again, and then that goes back to, is it a need or is it a want? She wanted to be in the position that she's in more so than she wanted to be a wife and a mother and all of that other stuff because that's what took precedence. But she could have chose to be maybe just a judge and work Monday through Friday, 9 to 5.
And so are you saying she couldn't have it at the level that she has it now and still have the other thing?
Exactly. See, I mean, as you said before, you and I are both in the same industry. I'm with Dresden Heads Natural Hair Care Center, and I had 3 salons at one time, 3, and I had no social life. When I would go out, I would fall asleep on the poor man and he would, you know, found that I was boring because I was so tired from running up and down the district. So now I chose to go back down to one salon so that I could have a social life. You know, the different choices. And you may have to tip through the raindrops for a little bit in order to get to where you want, but then how far do you want to get? One salon, I'm comfortable, my bills are paid, there's gas in my car, there's food on my table. Now, there's not a whole bunch of commas in the bank, maybe a couple of decimal points, but I would love to see some commas in there, but then that means I would have to put in more time, and then what's going to suffer? My social life is going to suffer.
So, Malika, you know, you just said something that felt really good to me, and I hope the listeners heard that. First of all, let me reintroduce. This is Malika Cooper, the Malika Cooper of Dresden Heads, and also she is also the one that we can say thank you to for these natural hair shows that we have here in Baltimore. Am I correct about that?
Yes, I own Natural Hair Care Expo, LLC. It's a 15-stop tour that goes across the country. And what we do is we educate folks on natural hair care, holistic beauty, and wearable art. To you and your young marriage, to you and your spouse, to get my massages done because I had to take care of myself. I was so run down that I wasn't taking care of myself. And now I find that I don't need them as much because why? I've sacrificed some of those things that I was doing in my youth. So, the one who does all of the natural hair shows right in Baltimore and across the country as well.
Yes, she is, ladies and gentlemen. And I take my hat off to you and say thank you for being a pioneer in the industry. And just in case y'all are wondering, we're kind of going off topic a little bit, but just in case you're wondering, there's a reason why we have Simple Wellness Hair and Day Spa having an online discussion with Dresden Heads. That's because there is no competition, ladies and gentlemen. There's enough out there for everyone. So start doing partnerships and eliminate the threat of competition. And it feels so good, don't it, Malika?
Yes, indeed. And I tell everybody, you know, there's some nappy head person being born on every continent in every state every day. So I mean, really, I can't do it all by myself. In fact, just in here in Baltimore, people have broken out of me.
Malika, you say right there, I want to bring in one of these, excuse me for over talking you, I want to bring in one of these two callers that's been waiting a long time, and I'm going to keep you on the phone with me, but let's see what this caller has to say. Hold on for me, Ms. Cooper, and let's bring in this caller that's been waiting. Okay, caller, you've been waiting. Are you there? Now, caller, this is my second time trying you. Are you there? All right, try us again. I don't know what's going on, but every time I click on you, I don't hear you. Caller, you've been waiting. Are you there?
Hi, can you hear
Hello?
Me?
Hello. I can hear
Hello?
You. Thank you.
Hi,
caller.
I'm sorry. This is my first time on a Blog Talk Radio, so I was just calling to listen, but I guess a little beep in my ear.
Hello? Malika, I don't know what it is, but I guess people just want to talk. They just want to hear us talk.
She said she was just calling in to listen only.
Okay. I'm glad you picked that up because I still have her as being, okay, anyway. So, with that being said, all that we just discussed, you know, I hold my head up proudly, and I'm going to bring this person in while I'm talking. Paula, if you're there, you can jump right in. I don't want to delay anything anymore, but if you're there, jump on in while we're talking. I hold my head up proudly and say that, yes, I can have it all. And, you know, Malika, you hit the nail on the head when you said you just have to do it at different levels. There's various levels that you have to do. And the one thing that I had to learn, and I pray that everyone will get this, the level of success that you may really seek, it's impossible for you to do it all on your own. Even if you stayed up 24 hours, 7 days a week, you still have some things that's going to go undone. You still have some things that you're going to have some ideas. If you're an entrepreneur and you're creative, you're going to have those ideas that pop in your head. You're still going to have those things that you say, wow, I want to work on this like that. The bottom line is, it's going to take intuition. It's going to take, for me, let me just say what it takes for me, because everybody may look at it different. For me, it takes that intuition. It takes that prayer life. It takes meditation. It takes breathing. It takes support. It takes knowing other people that will help you. It takes all of that to start the pot. If I just look at what Angela can do.
And it takes
go ahead, you want to add on to that?
Equally yoked. You have to be equally yoked. You have to find a mate that is just as strong as you and just as driven as you are. If not, they'll be an anchor. They will be an anchor. You know, I was in a 15-year relationship with a gentleman. And we were all through our 20s and half of my 30s together. And he is still in the same position he was at 53 years old. He's still in the same apartment, in the same. I had bought two houses, three trucks. Mm-hmm. I had three salons. And he is still in the same position. And I had to realize in 2006 that I had to just cut my losses because I was outgrowing him and it was causing problems. And he couldn't understand why I wasn't crawling into bed until 1 and 2 o'clock in the morning, and he was in bed at 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And I was the breadwinner, and I was the feeder, you know. But then I've seen some sisters in my travels who want to hold back the man from, why don't you go get a real job, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they said to him when he's out here hustling his own business, under his own steam, you know, feeding the family and everything is done. So she was an anchor to him, fully yoked. You have to have somebody who has just as much drive as you have, and you have to remember to stay in your lane, you know.
Say it again.
You have to remember to
stay
in your
lane.
Your lane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're definitely right about that, Malika. I agree. If there's another call on here, Paul, are you there? Okay. I definitely agree with that. I mean, for me, you have to realize that this is a journey. that we're on. And what you don't want to do is get caught up in seeking to have it all and miss the journey because you're so focused on the end of it. And so, you know, I have this little poem that I pretty much say to myself when I start to feel overwhelmed or stressed. And to be honest with you, I don't know where this poem came from. It came to my mind, so I don't know if I heard it before or it just came to my spirit. But it says, it'll never be completely finished and you'll never be totally done. So stop making that your expectation and remember to just have fun. So with
Amen.
That being said, you like that, Malaika?
Short and simple. It's a short conversation.
Yeah, short and
that's
simple.
True.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So with that being said and with that being something that I actually carry in my planner, yes, I still use a planner. I don't put everything in my phone. But with that being said and that being in my planner, those are the reminders of, yes, I can have it all, and yes, I can have it all at whatever level I choose to. Now, like you said, there's a reality that kick in. I know with having an 11-year-old daughter that there are not going to be clients that I'm going to service or see coming in my chair 7, 8 o'clock at night. That's not me because I know my priority is to make sure that my daughter gets in and get a good night's rest. However, I have a slew of clients who I love dearly. I primarily service my clients during the day. So my clientele is based around who works best for me and my schedule. So I feel like I have it all because I have those clients that love me. I have the natural hair classes that I also offer. You know, I have my daughter. So there are ways to have it all. You may have to be creative with how you do it. You may
mm-hmm.
have to say, like Malaika said, I don't need three of them right now.
Can I interject? Can I interject?
Please do. This is a conversation.
Right now, if something happens to you right now,
mm-hmm.
who is going to be able to take over those clients for you and service them the
I
way
have a
that
team.
You want to? You have a team?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Because what I've done and what I've taken a lot of slack for is I take on teen girls. Teen girls from the age of 14 to 17, I teach them as my shampoo girls and as my teen, and I groom them how I want things to be done from the ages of 14 to 17, and then I put them on a payroll at 18. And that way, number one, they only know my way of doing it. They don't know any other way. Number two, they're too young and too stupid to steal from me. Number three, they will answer the phone modes. They will clean up. They will do whatever it is that you want them to do. And they will be essentially loyal for them, you giving them a life skill. So you have to always remember to pay it forward. And on those days, you may have a teen or a young adult that can stay at 8 o'clock at night to 9 o'clock at night when you're home putting your child to sleep. You can have someone there who will close up at 9, who will close up at 10, and allow you to still be able to get those things or get that little extra edge. Make sure you surround yourself with a teen and tie them into her life too. And she will always be loyal and help you out.
I definitely agree with that, Malaika. As you know, there are going to be a lot of people that benefit from this conversation that I had. So I thank you for sharing that information. As the owner of Simple Wellness Facebook, there are multiple hairstylists and multiple technicians that can take clients different times. So please don't misunderstand what I'm saying, y'all. We can service you anytime. I'm just saying y'all might not sit in my chair, okay? Now, with that being said, you know, Malaika, did you have something you wanted to say?
No, I just said exactly because if I come out of my office, you know, after I put, I rarely have to come out of my office unless you want me specifically because my staff,
mm-hmm.
sometimes I give my staff just the basics and they do hair 10 times better than myself sometimes, you know.
Well, you know what, that's going to be a conversation that you and I are going to come back and have on the air when we speak to salon business owners. On salon owners, I do have a topic in mind for that. So, Malaika, we will be coming back to discuss that. So don't give them everything yet because we got to have a reason to come back.
Yep,
now,
I wanted to say
something.
Thank you for having me on. I have to get.
I have a question to you. You mentioned something. You said you caught flack for working with the youth. Can you elaborate on that? Because I want that to go into something else.
Okay. Well, I have a lot of young girls that come under me. I've even put on a fun camp, which I'm doing again this year, where I train girls ages 14 to 17, and I teach them everything from the front door to the back door. I teach them cash handling procedures, how to answer the phone, customer service etiquette. And, you know, hair is just a small part of it because that, but I play it forward and I give to the youth. I teach the youth. So I'll have my client, my clothes are a bit pricey because, number one, Gucci don't go on sale. I think we give a quality service. And every now and then you may have the little girls, ki-ki-ki, hee-hee-hee, ha-ha-ha, or they're on the phone, or they'll still, because they are teenagers, and they're still a work in progress. But I'll get, oh, she got too many young girls up in there for me. Oh, she got too many this, she got too much that. But when my girls are there, they work like a finely tuned, oiled machine. But some people think that they shouldn't have to pay a 16-year-old or a 17-year-old $60 for their hair, not having prejudged it, not knowing the time and energy that I've put into them. And, yes, sometimes they're giggly and everything, but if you don't give the youth a chance, no one else will, especially our youth. I believe in giving these young girls a chance of teaching them how to start their own business instead of teaching them how to go out and get a job and work for somebody else. Catch a lot of slack about the youth because people perceive one thing, but they don't know exactly all of the background and everything that's gone into putting this youth to work. So, yes, I get a lot of slack for it, but it's okay. I'm going to still continue to tithe into them because they're our generation. And when people, our next generation. And when people say things like that to me, I say, well, when you worked at McDonald's and you was 14, nobody taught you how to drop fries, did they? You had to be taught. Nobody taught you how to flip burgers, right? Somebody had to give you a chance and say, yes, you can come and work for us. And then you had to prove yourself from there. So sometimes our folks get so uppity and so their noses are so stuck up in the air that they can't see what's really going on. Youth and entrepreneurship through natural hair care. They don't see us teaching them cash handling procedures. They don't see us tithing into these children's lives the skills that they learn here when they do go to get another job or they do start their own business. It's going to do nothing but help them along the way. And you want your children to go further than you anyway. So
that's right. So, Malika, that sounds great, and I do see it that way. And I thank you so much for having this on-air conversation with me. I'm going to stay on a little longer, but I do want you to let people know how they can get in touch with you, Malika Cooper. Or should anybody be getting in touch with you, or are we calling Dreads and Heads? Give us the information you want us to have.
There's a few things I'd like to give you right quick. Number one, the salon is called Dreads and Heads Natural Hair Care Center. We're located at 1808 Woodlawn Drive, and the phone number is 410-298-0660. I am there, but I'm the one who does the specialties. I'm the one who does the system lock. I'm the one who do the micro lock, lock extensions, lock repair, lock reconstruction, those type of things, especially high-end service you'll get from me. Number two, on June the 7th, right out in front of Dresden Heads Natural Hair Care Center, at the event, we will be having Afro Fashion Fusion. It's what I invited you to. It's going to be a free natural hair and information hair show, fashion show, information help. We're going to have vegan people coming to teach you how to eat healthy hair. All of those different things will be going on. And that's June 7th. You can look it up on Eventbrite at Afro Fashion Fusion, which I've invited you before to come and get a booth. You've already set up at Happy Nappy Day Poets in the Park at Gwin Oak Park on July the 12th, 2015. Look it up on the web, happynappyday.com. All right?
All right. Thank you, Ms. Cooper. Have a wonderful day. Be blessed, and I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, okay. So the other thing I want to ponder on, ladies and gentlemen, is having it all. Is it we don't have it all, whatever all may be for you, because we're not giving it all? Have you ever thought about that? Have you ever thought about what you're wanting, maybe what you want to give? I'm going to say that again. What you are in desire of, what you're wanting, maybe what you should be giving. You see, that's kind of like a rule of thumb for me. Now, I have people that speak against this. I have people that have their own opinions, but I'm going to tell you what works for me. When I want something, when I want more of something, when I desire something, I give that something away. So when I feel like, you know what, I could use a little extra more cash. You know, I would love to feel it a little more plentiful than what I'm feeling right now. I make it my business to give it away. Because when you live in lack, and when you live in the perspective of I don't have enough to give, that's what you attract. Did you get that? When you live in lack and you live from the perspective of I don't have enough to give, that is what you attract, not enough. So, you know, one of the things that people often, I have conversations with people about, is that when I see people on the street panhandling, asking for money, if I feel led to do so, I do. I will give them a dollar. I will give them, and like I said, it may not be much, a dollar more than what they had, but I will give that. Now, I've had people say to me, I wouldn't give anything. All they want to do is go smoke your money up. Well, look at him. He high now. You know, that at one point, I realized I don't even care. I don't care what that person does with the money after I give it away. So let me say this again. This is Angela Hardy, owner and operator of Simple Wellness Hair and Day Spa, also founder of Truth Education, which stands for Teaching, Respecting, and Understanding Through Our Hair. So let me give you some contact information before I go on with that topic. Simple Wellness Hair and Day Spa is at 519 North Charles Street. Finally, it's all about you. Specializing in hair, nails, massage, skin care, detox, the on-site private hair loss clinic. The private hair loss clinic is Hair Amore, and classes and education. So if you're looking to get any of those services done, you have Mother's Day coming up. If you're looking to treat her like a queen, which is the name of our special, give us a call at 410-483-WELL. That's 410-483-9355. If you're interested in natural hair classes, if you're interested, I have over 12 to 15, but the primary one that a lot of people sign up for is healthy hair with a holistic approach. So natural hair, holistic hair, we're going to show you the two. We're going to show you both of them in this class. You can follow me on Facebook at Angela Beard Hardy, A-N-G-E-L-A-B-E-A-R-D-H-A-R-D-Y, and you will get more information there, Angela Beard Hardy, or you can call the salon, 410-483-9355. And you can also check out my videos on YouTube at The Angela Faith Beard Hardy. There should only be a space between The Angela and Beard Hardy. Okay, so I said all this, so I won't forget to say it at the end. Let me get back on my soapbox, okay? As I was saying, I've gotten to the point where I don't really care what happens to that dollar after I give it away, okay? And the reason why I say that, it's because if you worry about what's happening after you do something, you will continue to worry. See, I take comfort, satisfaction, and understanding in that I feel like I did my part. You know, somebody might say, if you really want to do your part, give more than a dollar. Hey, people won't have something to say about everything. I understand that. However, I feel like in that situation, I did my part. And so if that person decides to misuse or misappropriate the funds that I feel like I want to share, that's not any of my concern. So when you say, I want it all, say, can I have it all? Are you giving your all? Are you loving the people in your circle as much as you can? Are you loving yourself the way you should? Think about that. I want love. I want somebody to cherish me. I want somebody to respect and adore me. Are you respecting others? Because a lot of times we get what we're putting out. So if you're asking, why does this keep popping up? Why do I keep saying this? Why does this person keep coming in my life? Just like the last one, take a minute and look at what you're doing. Take a minute and look at what you're putting out. Oh, people just out to burn you. People just out to take, take, take. People are so selfish. Are you being selfish in any way? Is there any opportunity that you can maybe give a little more? That you can, you know, maybe be a little more open-minded? A little more sharing, a little more caring. You see, I'm a strong believer in it's hard to give what you're not receiving, and it's hard to receive what you're not giving. It's called the law of circulation. And so when you go around with that tight fist, and I hope my mentor, and I am referencing him as my mentor, but I hope my mentor, Mr. Donnie Glover of Be More News, is listening. And for you guys that don't know, Mr. Donnie Glover has a book out now called Unapologetically Black. I started reading it. It's a great read thus far, and I'm sure it's good. But I hope he's listening, because he say I stole his line. But, Donnie, I didn't steal your line, sir. I've been saying this in a while, too. And what I've been saying is if you have that fist closed up, you can't possibly get anything in there. So if I had my hand so tight and that fist is just balled up because I'm holding on to that last $20 bill I had, I'm holding on tight, how can I receive anything? Now, if you take a minute and you take your fist and you close it, look at your fist, y'all. Look at your fist. Can I give you anything? Can I put anything in your hand? No. You see, you have to open your hand to give. So that means sometimes you have to release and let go. Sometimes you have to share and circulate. If you want more of something, give more away. It comes back, y'all. Don't live in lack. Let that go. Let that whole idea of living in lack go. Living in fear. Get rid of that. Be done with that. Tell yourself, I'm over that. I'm not living in lack anymore. I'm not living in fear anymore. From this point on, I'm going to live free. I'm going to live knowing that I deserve. I'm going to be deserving. Okay, so I want to sum this up because, you know, it's all about empowering. So total empowerment. Having it all. Are you giving your all? Are you doing all that you can do to be the best person for yourself? Are you being an example of greatness to your family, to your loved ones, to your kids? Or are you merely getting what you're dishing out? Are you getting back what you're putting out? Ask yourself that question. When you're in a situation, ask yourself that question. Did I maybe do this to someone else and I'm getting this back? What comes around goes around. We've been saying that for years. We've been saying that for years. Well, it's true. It's true. And it does not necessarily mean, oh, I'm not a mean person and there are mean people out there. But just consider something. Are you being the nicest person you can be? Are you smiling at people? You don't have to walk around looking crazy, but sometimes people just need to see a smiling face. With all that we had going on last week, let's start smiling at each other, y'all. Let's walk around and hand it all because we're giving it all. That's it. You know, I got on my soapbox. Y'all know how I do, but I just really love us as beings and people where you know, sometimes I just want us to just get along. There's more good people than there are bad out there. But sometimes we look for the bad, and that's what we attract. So let's start looking for the good in one another. Let's start praising one another. Let's find greatness inside of us and recognize the greatness inside of others. And guess what, y'all? It is possible to have it all. It's possible to have it all. I feel like I have it all now and still got more to get. But in this moment, my all is fulfilled. And that's the first thing, is accepting that whether you have more to get, whether you desire more, you have to be acceptant. You have to be thankful for what you have in that moment. So be grateful, y'all. Be thankful. Find something to be thankful for in the moment. Don't say, oh, if I had $50,000, I would be thankful. Oh, once I get this new position, I'll be thankful. Oh, once my children get grown and get out, I'll be happy. Find something to be happy for in this moment, right here, right now, and you will attract even more happiness by doing that. So I want to say thank you all for listening. As always, it's been a great show. Please check out the shows lined up for Family Healing Circle. We have a nice spread, a nice lineup. So check us out. We're on we changed the time. Just check it out. We got some good stuff, y'all. FamilyHealingCircle.com. See what that lineup is? I will be back, what month is this? Ooh, I'll be back the first week in June. A lot of times I do topics based off of some questions that I may be having. So what I'm thinking about talking about in the first week of June is marriage. Is marriage a lost art? Simple Wellness Hair and Day Spa, 410-483-9355. Give me a call if need be. You've been listening to Total Empowerment Talk Radio, where beauty is enhanced both inside and out. I am Angela Hardy saying love yourself, let go, and let God, and please, stay out of your own way, y'all. Life is good. Take care and have fun creating the life you desire.
I got a new walk and a new point of view, a new purpose for everything I do. I got a new rule, only real close around. If you were wondering, I'm about to tell you nothing. It's the same pretty face, but a brand new smile. Same letter C, but she ain't walking, she's flying. New day making big moves. See if love found me, it can surely find you. See it.